All right, now it's time to visit with Penny Rich, who is the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. OrangeCountyNC.gov is their website. You can't still go to the website,
yeah,
right?
The website still works.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being here today. How are you?
I was saying it's been a week and it's only Wednesday. So.
Yeah, right. So what can you tell us about the process of getting things back up and running with the computers?
Well, so I think we're pretty good. We're moving along pretty quickly trying to remediate as much as we can. As everyone knows, this happened, early on Monday morning, and our IT department just shut everything down immediately, which is a smart thing to do until they can identify what they needed to identify and then slowly get us back. It's a process, It's really interesting, though, how you really cannot do anything without your computers these days. I mean, nothing. It really just kind of shuts the government down. I mean, you can go talk to each other face to face. You can make phone calls. But I was looking for a specific document that happened maybe 10 years ago when I called the clerk's office and I said, I'm looking for this. I think you probably can't get it for me right now. And there's like maybe a couple of days. I'm like, okay. So it just holds everything up.
It's just basic stuff. I mean, it's taxes, it's permits, it's fees.
Can't get married.
Marriage licenses, right?
Oh, yeah. Goodness, we had to send people to Durham and Alamance.
Oh, no. Send them all to that one county. the one county that where all the people recuse themselves and just make them truck a whole bunch of people and serve them right. Yeah. So what was the first kind of inclination that something was wrong?
I think that IT probably noticed something a little funky right away, and that's when they just shut everything down. And they were right. You know, they're that's what they do. They do all day long. You know, IT people.
Yep.
That's what they do.
Yeah, we some of my best friends are IT people. Yeah.
So they are a little nerdy. I love them to death.
But that's us too.
That's
so
right. Yeah,
good.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Here we are on the radio talking about it. So, I don't know that there was any one thing that triggered it, but everything triggered it, it went down. We are doing well. I think we're back to like 90% usage. A couple more computers need to be scrubbed, and we'll be back in action.
And it seems like nothing, at least from the reports that I'm getting from the county, like nothing got really lost or compromised.
And that's what we're hearing. Yeah. I mean, I think that the aftermath, you'll always get a little bit more information. But right now, we're hearing that everybody is doing okay, and so. We're moving on. I mean, lesson learned. This is not the first time that we've had, ransomware put on our computers. And we were just talking before here. It's an easy click of something that can just open up your computer system. We do training, and so everybody knows not to click on that shiny diamond on the bottom of the page. But sometimes it's tempting, or you're busy, or something, and you click.
Or
on
your
it.
Finger slips. Like I've accidentally clicked on things like links to stories that. I didn't have any intention of clicking on, and it's a story on a website, so who cares? But if it's an attachment on an email, then
who even knows,
right?
I know we got 900 people at work in the county. We have over 1,500 computers that are in usage every day, and 24/7. So, and then people take their computers home with them and they work at home. We're not a society that works 9 to 5 anymore. We're working all the time. So clearly this happened over Sunday night into Monday morning somewhere. Mm-hmm. No one was in the office.
Being conscientious and working at 1 o'clock in the morning and just
fell asleep and clicked on something.
There you go. Is there now talk about, this fortunately and hopefully will continue to be kind of an isolated thing that doesn't happen very often, but if this shuts down the county for a couple of days or a week or longer, or God forbid, like some larger grid goes down, is there talk about maybe having an analog backup where if we lose our internet or computers, then we can continue to process fees and give out marriage licenses just in the old-timey way?
The old-time way.
Yeah.
I think we'll do that. We'll get that report after this is all done. Mm-hmm. So we have to get everything back and running, and then let everyone take a deep breath. But I think that's right. I think that every time, just like a hurricane or something, then you get the report from emergency services. This is what we did right. This is what we did wrong. Mm-hmm. Here's what we can do to improve. So I think we'll get there. I don't know if we'll go back to handwriting marriage licenses, though. I mean, that's kind of an interesting question, but it can be done, right?
Yeah,
it's not like the Register of Deeds just can't write out a marriage license. And we just don't do it anymore.
Just don't do it.
So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
But I think we'll have that report as soon as we get up and running, and everybody could take a deep breath. You know, our guys have been working 24/7. Then they've not been sleeping. They're basically living in that one building, in that one room. So, and we've had a lot of outside help. You know, people saying, "Well, you know, what do you do? You should have this and that." And you know, we know how to handle it. I think governments, we train for these kind of things. Believe it or not, we talk about it a lot at the COG, the Council of Governments. We are not the only ones that get hacked. Let's put it that way. So, there's a lot of war stories that everyone can share, and a lot of you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Here's what you have to do to make it better. So, thankfully, we have good relationships with our neighbors and fellow governing boards around. So,
Person County came in with some additional help, right?
It's the same thing like when the sheriff calls for help and everybody comes in. You know, Jim Northrup, his IT guy, calls for help and everybody wants to come because they want the help when they go down too. So, it's
awesome.
It's good, yeah.
Speaking with Penny Ridge, orangecountync.gov, the website, and in spite of all of that, county commissioners did have a meeting last night.
We did.
With a number of items on the agenda.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Some of us get our agendas in paper. I was doing it on a computer for a while and then I went back to paper. So luckily, I had mine.
Yeah.
If you didn't download your agenda packet to your computer for the meeting, though, you didn't have it.
Oh,
so,
man.
Suddenly you were reading
these
the paper.
These young kids coming in going, I don't know what we're talking about.
I was just reading it.
The hacker ate my homework.
Exactly. Yeah. We did. One of the most exciting things we did last night was we talked about how to spend the additional money that we had left over from the $5 million affordable housing bond. Mm-hmm. And so, as you know, we spent the first 2.5 with our providers, affordable housing providers, giving them assistance to try and get more units on. And we worked with CASA and Empowerment and Habitat. That they agreed to a certain amount of money and we can get going on that, especially CASA was going to build a whole a lot of units for us. And now we come to the next $2.5 million. We realized that it was time to reevaluate how we handed that money out. So, you know, it's a lesson learned. Everything you do in government, I think, has to be live document. You can't just close the document down and say, this is the way we're always going to do it. Because we learned some things that we didn't like in the first round, you know, how we gave the points out, you know, make sure that transportation was included in affordable housing, because it's not affordable housing if you have to get in a car and drive. And then there was other thoughts, like Mark Dorson was like, well, we want to spread affordable housing around, so it might not be along a transit line. We still want to build affordable housing out in the county. So those discussions were had, and, water and sewer is really important. So we changed the ranking system a little bit for public-private partnerships. So we're hoping now to get this out in the next month or two, by the end of August or so, have hopefully some interest from private folks that want to partner with us, whether it be on our land or whether we're giving them funding to help us build some more affordable housing.
Do you have any particular projects in mind that you're looking for right now?
Not really. We just want to make sure that we get the unit sizes that we need. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the lessons that we learned. Like we could spend a lot of money and get two units. We could spend a little bit amount of money and get 10 units. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the way that you sort of like talk about it and rank it. So that's our goal now, is to try and get as many units as we can. What does that look like? Well, we have to see what the developers will bring to us. So they might have land that they want to build on, and they're right away that they get some points for that. So they would fall into a higher category than someone that doesn't have land, that doesn't have training, or doesn't have any like ability to leverage money. So it's all about that. And we're excited though. We want to make sure that we spend the last $2.5 million wisely and see what we can get going on that.
Yeah. Awesome. Speaking again with Penny Rich, and again, more on county government at orangecountync.gov. Other things on your mind that people ought to know about?
We didn't have too crazy a stuff. I'm trying to think of what else did we talk about last night? We made some good appointments. I think it's really important. We have our Citizens Academy going on right now, and I know all the governments do this. It's really important for us to get people involved in the government on that level. So when they're done with that sort of 6-week class, we can kind of move them into one of these positions on a committee or a board. And we're always looking for people to fill these positions. And so we did a couple of those last night. We did animal services. We had the Arts Commission. Just people that are really interested in specific things. But we got to get them there. We got to make sure that they are interested. And there's so many boards around between the county and the towns that sometimes we recycle a lot of folks. It would be nice to get some new folks on there.
And next week there's going to be a Go Triangle meeting?
Yeah, the 27th. That was so there was a two-week break for everyone to think about what's going on, get final numbers from the FTA, gave a report. So just to get finalization, Go Triangle is going to meet from then. We can decide when we're going to meet with our partners again and see, you know, what are our next steps? How do we, if we have to, what does it look like to do a new Orange County Transit Plan? What does it look like to do a new Durham County Transit Plan? I mean, it's all, you know, it's all sort of out there. We still want to have a regional transportation plan. That's really important to us, that to not just work in isolation, because we've been working together for so long that we have to continue that. And we have to bring Wake into it. And, you know, Wake is on Go Triangle Board, and we have a good relationship with our Wake County Commissioners. So those conversations are going to be vital to, you know, how we move forward, moving mm-hmm. people around.
It sounds like the thing now is what is the next step beyond the light rail plan?
I think that's right. And I think that, you know, that'll be finalized, I hope, on the 27th. You know, there's always this, you know, this hope that things happen and don't happen. But, you know, it was interesting. We had the MPO meeting with Secretary Trogdon, who is the Secretary of Transportation in North Carolina. And you know, he specifically stated that he thought light rail was one of the most important projects in this region. He was disappointed. He expressed his disappointment to Duke. Didn't do much, but he, you know, I think he's hoping that we can continue with thinking outside of the norm and coming up with some sort of conclusion on how to move people around and how to get, you know, we got it. We also have to get Chatham. I keep saying this, but we have to get Chatham involved, because more and more people are moving there, and we've got to get those folks up to UNC. That's where they work. I don't know, 15501 is going to be a disaster if we don't think ahead.
So. 15501 is bad enough as it is
it
right
is
now.
Bad enough,
every
yeah.
time I drive on 15501 or 54 during rush hour,
yeah.
and thank God my job is, I'm in here
right
during
now.
The 5 o'clock hour when traffic
yeah.
is as bad as
oh,
it is.
Goodness.
But on the rare occasions when I actually am driving, like I'm stuck in traffic, I'm like, the only problem with light rail is it wasn't big enough. We need to do more. We need to do
more.
I just get that frustrated right away.
Yeah.
But it's got to be something, right? Like, it's got
to
be.
We do. We have to move people around. And I think, like,
and from county to county, you're exactly right.
Chatham County is booming. And you know, so if we don't think about 20 years from now, people are going to look back and say, what were they thinking? Because
mm-hmm.
by then, once you start filling everything in, it's really hard to start building on that land what the transportation system looks like. And that's what we found with the light rail, right? Because the light rail, the concept of this was 20 years ago when we thought about this would be a great route. This is where we need it. You know, Meadowmont was built around the light rail. Remember, before Meadowmont even started being built,
yep.
it was built around the light rail station. So we had that vision. But as it went longer and longer, and you know, the infill happened, it becomes harder and harder.
Yep.
And that's my concern with Chatham now. We have the ability to build something now. We need to be doing that. And we need to include the airport. I mean, we've got mm-hmm. to get RDU on board with what we're doing. If not, I mean, you know, we're going to consistently hear, well, we can't get to the airport.
Yep.
Well, that's not our fault. You know, the airport was the one that rejected the light rail coming there. It wasn't Durham. It wasn't Wake. It wasn't Orange County. Mm-hmm. So we got to think ahead.
All right. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron.